What happened is that the evening of Friday night, last Friday, two uniformed FPS security guards outside of the federal building in Oakland were targeted by a drive-by shooting. It looks to have been very intentional. One of the officers was killed. The other was wounded and is recovering.
And the Attorney General and the Justice Department have classified this as an act of domestic terrorism. So help us understand what the logic and the reasoning behind that classification is.
I think it's important that when we look at domestic terrorism under the U.S. statutes, there's actually a definition for domestic terrorism, but there's not really a charge related to it like there is international terrorism. So while this has been classified, a domestic terrorist incident, it won't be prosecuted as such. It will be prosecuted using other statutes. And in this case, it would be murder, homicide and probably attempted homicide, and then probably other charges related to conspiracy, weapons violations, et cetera. But it won't be really prosecuted as domestic terrorism because there isn't such a statute on the books at this time.
So this basic classification was done essentially to put this on the radar of the public to let them know how serious DOJ takes this. Is that right?
Yes, certainly. Quite frankly, when we look at it, it probably was anti-government extremism just because of the fact that it was a federal building. And really, there's a long history of, anti-police and anti-government extremism in the Bay Area and in Oakland specifically.
Oakland is a very strongly African-American area. Many people of the of African descent live there. Many African Americans across the country are upset about what happened to George Floyd. So is there a possibility that this was politically motivated, but someone else from somewhere else did this?
It's definitely possible. And certainly, from an investigative standpoint, I'm sure that the FBI and ATF who are working the case are looking right now for all the evidence they can get as far as, CCTV, et cetera. But the other thing to remember is that this type of target attack just doesn't happen in a vacuum. And so there was also preparation prior to this attack. So they'll be looking, for indications of the pre-operational surveillance that the attackers conducted before this attack, how they organized, how they talked, how they acquired their weapons, and then, how they conducted the attack. So there'll be a lot of potential, investigative threads for them to look at as they try to solve this crime. But certainly there are a number of actors that are, trying to provoke, kind of an insurrection at this point. Being that it happened in Oakland, it is quite possible that it could be, some of the African-American extremists that dislike the government. At the same time, it's also possible that this was an intentional attack by somebody, say, like white supremacists who are attempting to, kind of frame the black community and create more tension. So there really is a wide array of possible suspects here for the government to look at. But I'm certain that as they, get down and drill down into this, the eyewitness report from the officer who was attacked, plus the CCTV footage, they'll be able to get a better idea of who was involved.
The Justice Department, or DHS, says there was a bulletin released. They released a bulletin warning law enforcement about something like this last Thursday. Tell us what your knowledge of that is, or what your understanding of what took place is.
No, certainly, because of some of the incidents we've seen in other cities where police officers have been fired at and have been wounded, and even the threats that have been made against police, that really prompted the bulletin. So it is something that is serious, and that, everybody that's working to try to restore order right now, whether it's the National Guard or state police or the local police, need to be concerned about.
Scott Stewart, Vice President at Touchstone Global. J.J. Green, WTOP News.